Clarifying some things around frequency dissonance, part 2. The extraterrestrial illness. Hello. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of February 12, 2025. Before I continue, I advise you to watch the first part of this subject as this is its continuation, and some parts may not make much sense without the first. Although the name of this subject is frequency dissonance, and it is known by it, I thought that the term, vibration dissonance, would better explain what is happening. In simple words, frequency dissonance, which I will be calling vibrational dissonance from now on, is when a subject, a person, or a creature, is forced to exist in a place, an area, or an existential realm whose frequency vibrates very differently to that of the subject, therefore causing a discrepancy within that can be mild, uncomfortable, or fatal. I don't like the term frequency dissonance very much because on Earth it may be used for other things, like more technical circumstances, like in science or communications. That's why I prefer vibrational dissonance, although that too may be used in physics. Anyhow, it is related to a physical effect. Using the new term, vibrational dissonance, it can go from mild, as mostly described in the first part of this subject, to very hard and strong, as I will describe next, although there is a very wide range of strengths of it, and the circumstances will always depend on each subject. An example of a vibrational dissonance may be how someone feels while sitting alone in the living room of his or her in-laws, knowing that they do not approve of the relationship. That uncomfortable feeling of being out of place, and with a touch of fear, is vibrational dissonance, and of course, it gets worse if the subject is sitting in front of a judge, and even worse when cornered by a pack of hungry wolves. Even though commonly this may be simply explained as a fight-or-flight fear self-preservation response, it is an example of vibrational dissonance, as it is also defined as the subject being in a situation or place, which vibrates a certain way, that is antagonistic to its very survival, and which vibrates another way. Notice even here with this example how the dominant frequency or vibration always tends to make the weaker one more of it, like in the pack of wolves eating the subject. These physical examples may be easy to understand, yet when we come to non-physical vibrational dissonance examples, things start to get more interesting and more complicated. This is when it is the mind that creates the dissonance, even when in the external world of the subject there is no imminent danger to its integrity. Vibrational dissonance will come as the result of the ideas of the subject entering into conflict with its surroundings. For example, the values of the subject may drastically differ from the ones of the people it must deal with, and may feel constantly disapproved and under attack. The subject that is feeling a vibrational dissonance will feel the need to protect its ideas, values, ethics, and spiritual concepts, which the environment that surrounds him or her attacks, and that attack may come as a direct confrontation where the external agents may want to force the subject to change its point of view and adopt the one accepted by the larger dominant group. Or it can also come as a more subtle attack, where an authority figure may silently impose its will onto the subject, for example in a household where an awakened starseed lives with its matrixed, highly abusive, narcissistic parents. But perhaps the worst kind of subtle attack is when the entire environment, society and culture, planet and its climate and so on, strongly disagree with the ideas and the ethical, spiritual and even physical needs of the affected subject. This causes a barrage of situations and circumstances that attack the integrity of the subject from every conceivable angle, And the best example of this is all those positive and loving starseeds on Earth, who must endure existing on that harsh and difficult planet, knowing and remembering, even if it is only at a soul level, that they used to live in a softer and more loving place, which was vibrationally compatible with themselves. That's why only the strongest starseeds dare go to Earth, because it is so hard for them to keep their true vibration and resist the dominant frequency of the place, as it wants to assimilate them into the matrix and make them more servants to the system. And only the very elite ultra-strong starseeds manage not only to survive on Earth, but also to thrive there despite all the hardship, which they skillfully manage to turn in their favor. They do so because they know they are the masters of their life and of what they manifest. They know the rules of the matrix, of society there, and are capable of using the system in their favor, and an example of this are all those starseeds who have managed to use the New Age agenda, which was designed and set on place by Matrix three-letter agencies, and the internet, which was designed to control and program minds in the favor of the status quo, into a way of communicating with other starseeds and other people, spreading their alternative truth, and making their necessary survival money while they are at it. They do so because they remember who they truly are, and they remember what it was like to live in a more suitable and loving place, knowing that they are the creators and the ones who manifest their surroundings. Therefore, what they are truly doing is importing the vibration of the higher, more advanced, softer, and more loving place they used to live in, into Earth and its vibrational frequency matrix realm. Starseeds in general, strong and not, are importing the vibration of the place they used to live in, into Earth and its realm, because they are that place they used to live in, since the world is what we make of it. That is why a starseed's mission is simply to be there on Earth, and the more it enjoys life and thrives there, the more of its mission it will be fulfilling. Moving on with vibrational dissonance, not all people and creatures manage to thrive there, so there comes a point where they start to get sick inside, first manifesting psychological problems, such as elevated stress, depression, psychopathies, and so on, all of which are in the extensive catalogue of mental illnesses, although I personally don't think they exist as defined on Earth. For me, all those mental illnesses are either the result of vibrational dissonance, or are caused by entity influence, witchcraft, possession, and so on, discarding physical brain damage, of course, but that is another subject. Using the former term, frequency dissonance, which I now call vibrational dissonance, can cause an illness which is commonly called extraterrestrial's malaise or sickness. This affects people of non-human origin in a more direct way than how it does to star seeds, who inhabit a terrestrial human body, and want it or not, it does give them a little extra edge to survive there. The off-planet person who finds itself artificially on Earth will feel that internal sadness and even desperation that is so common in star seeds, but to an even deeper level, even more so if that subject is trapped there somehow. The physical body is a direct manifestation of the frequency and vibration of the soul. This means that the extraterrestrial person's body will be vibrating at a frequency that is unlike the one on Earth, or unlike the one of the people who live there, and all the energy dynamics of the planet, the dominant frequency there will be highly destructive, not only to its mind, but also to its physical biology. This can lead, and leads the subject to start a degenerative process, where its body starts to malfunction progressively, and this is manifested as a long list of physical problems and illnesses which are mostly incurable with Earth medicine. It is not uncommon that highly aware starseeds, and by aware, I also mean of their condition as non-humans, to start developing serious physical problems early in life, to the point where their entire life expectancy on Earth is drastically reduced. This is also seen from the point of view of extraterrestrial civilizations, as those starseeds have a short time contract of sorts that states that they will only be on Earth for a short time, and then they will die early or relatively young, and therefore will go back to the culture and society where they initially came from. It is very difficult for a highly self-aware starseed to keep its original vibration while living for protracted periods on Earth, so it's quite common for elevated starseeds to develop a large array of physical conditions that may end up endangering its life. This unfortunately means that highly aware starseeds and stepdowns don't usually have long lives on Earth. Their life expectancy is short, although this depends on each subject and its capacity and strength. It takes even more effort and an even higher awareness to fight against the damaging effects of living in a place with a frequency vibration so unlike the one of the subject, of the starseed. Most of this frequency vibration dissonance is the result of chronic stress, and here is where the mind comes in again. Most of the time, it is the ideas the subject holds which are the ones that create the damaging vibrational dissonance effects, not only the mere fact of being physically immersed in a dissimilar vibration place. Having said this, everything the subject lives and experiences is the result of its mind and the interpretation it gives to all of its creations, which appear as external forces, but are only an illusion. The real root cause of the vibrational frequency sickness extraterrestrial people face are the ideas in their own mind. It is the interpretation the starseed, or the extraterrestrial person, gives to what occurs around him or her while on Earth, which causes the degenerative process known as frequency dissonance ET illness, using the name it is most known by. I say, while on Earth, yet it can happen anywhere. And yes, if not consciously counteracted, it is known to be fatal for both off-planet people and starseeds alike. The mind and its ideas, and the attachments the subject entertains, are what causes the physical problems attributed to vibrational dissonance. The enormous stress and frustration the subject goes through, as well as its strong longing to go back home, are enough to start damaging the physical body, and ultimately collapse it. One of the first signs of extraterrestrial sickness is high blood pressure, which is usually the result of chronic stress, which in turn is caused by the ideas the subject is holding, and its attachment to them. And from high blood pressure, comes progressive organ failure, and so on. The strong frustration the non-human holds causes the problem, as the subject knows better alternatives, and has a stronger sense of ethics, loyalty, spirituality, and so on, yet is not heard, and it is ignored and attacked. It is easy to see why at a very deep unconscious level the non-human subject, starseed or walkdown, will want to go home, and that most of the time means the end of life on Earth. The physical body will give the subject what it wants the most, especially at an unconscious level, and that may be its death, and the subsequent return home of the soul. Vibrational dissonance may also be the result of less dramatic circumstances, as we have seen during the now extinguished Project First Contact. This is because the non-human people who were hours and hours in contact with humans on Earth through the internet also suffered very strong symptoms and health problems, which were caused by focusing all their attention on Earth and its circumstances, as well as the one of their contacts, and not being who they truly are. This caused a strong discrepancy between their real and original existential realm and its vibration, which is the same one as their bodies, with the lower vibrational experience of having their attention on Earth and all the bad things and situations occurring there. They were literally importing the vibration of the matrix of Earth into their culture, through their eyes and what they read on their computer screens. This caused a large variety of health problems, all of them related to high blood pressure, including organ failures, and in some cases blindness. This last effect is interesting because although it can simply be attributed to an eye stroke caused by high blood pressure, from the side of the astral it is seen and understood as a reaction where the body turns off one or both eyes, to prevent the subject's soul from further suffering from the horrible things it is seeing. Furthermore, it is almost always the left eye which suffers the stroke and consequent blindness, as it is considered to be the eye that protects while the other calculates. This importing the vibration of the Earth matrix onto another using the internet has caused not only many health problems but also fatalities, and that is one of the reasons why direct communication is so restricted right now. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.